The question today is, what is man saved differently or the same way in each dispensation? Now, the word dispensation means administration, and is first found in 1 Corinthians 9:17. For if I do this willingly, I have a reward. But if against my will, a dispensation of the gospel is committed unto me. Now, dispensation is defined as a period of time during which God deals in a particular way with man in respect to sin and man's responsibility. Now, man's divided the Old Testament time and the New Testament time into seven dispensations called innocence, conscience, human government, promise, law, grace, and judgment. Some call that tribulation as far as the last part is concerned, but I call it judgment as for a better rendition of that. Now, the Lord really has in the Bible divided time into only two dispensations. Hebrews chapter 1, verse number 1 and 2. He said, God, who at sundry times and in divers manners spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the worlds. You'll notice in verse 1, it said in time past. Verse 2 said in the last days. The cross is the division point of the dispensations that God has. So he's got time past and last days. And last days probably run all the way through the millennium reign as far as that's concerned. But at any rate, there's only two in the Bible. But when man has divided it into seven, and there is natural divisions in some of these, and I understand that as far as how God deals with in a particular way with man in respect to sin and man's responsibility. Now, I ask the question again, is man saved differently or the same way in each dispensation? Now, to answer that, I want us to go to God's Word. That's the only place we can go. That's where truth's at. Now, how was Adam saved? Well, some say he just took a coat of skin that God offered him in Genesis 3:21. But that's not all there was to it. We need to look deeper than that. First of all, the gospel was preached unto him in Genesis 3:15. And where it says, and I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. It shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. Now, the seed of the woman in that verse refers to the virgin birth. It shall bruise his heel refers to the seed of the serpent inflicting a temporary wound on the seed of the woman, which occurred when Jesus died on the cross. And when it says it shall bruise thy head, it refers to the fact of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and in so doing, placed a fatal wound on the devil. In other words, it's as good as done. When he said it's finished on the cross, he's a defeated foe due to the gospel of Christ, which is defined in 1 Corinthians 15:3 and 4, where the Bible says, For I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures. Now, when Adam received the coat of skin, he believed the gospel preached to him that there was a coming seed of the woman who would be innocent but would have to die for the guilty, just as the innocent animal died to clothe the guilty and he would overcome the evil one by his resurrection. Therefore, Adam received the coat of skin by grace through faith, believing in a coming Redeemer. Noah, which we've considered to be in the second dispensation that man had, or at least he was told to build an ark, a type of the Lord Jesus, to escape the flood. And then that flood was the wrath to come. Genesis chapter 6, verse 8 says, But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. He found grace and believed God. Thus he built an ark and got in the ark a picture of getting in Christ by grace through faith. Abraham was saved in Genesis 15:6 when he believed God and believed the promise of God. That promise involved a seed which was singular. Yet it would be as the dust of the earth, told him in Genesis 13:16, and also be as the stars of heaven in Genesis 15:5 is when the Lord told him that. Now that referred to more than a single son, Isaac. Therefore, Abraham had to come to a time in his life where he believed in a future seed. And that seed was Galatians 3:16 says, Now to Abraham and his seed was the promises made. He saith not, and to seeds as of many, but as of one, and to thy seed, which is Christ. In other words, he had to believe in the future seed, which was Christ. And he did that in Genesis 15:6. 9 years after he got in the land of Canaan, there, and he says he believed in the Lord, and he counted it to him for righteousness. Now, that's verified by Paul in Romans 4:3 and Galatians 3:6. Also, it's verified by James and James 2:23. Thus, he was saved by grace through faith in a coming Redeemer. Now, in Moses' day, God gave the law and required sacrifices to be brought to the tabernacle and be slain. The law was never given for man to be saved, which is made clear in Romans 3:19-20. Now we know that what things soever the law saith, it saith to them that are under the law, that every mouth may be stopped, and all the world may become guilty before God. Therefore, by the deeds of the law shall no flesh be justified in his sight, for by the law is the knowledge of sin. You see, the law only brought a condemnation and death. Really, it backed man in a corner and showed him the door. And the door, of course, is the Lord Jesus Christ. We realize in the book of John chapter 10, verse number 9, he says, Jesus said, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved and shall go in and out and find pasture. Therefore, the law was never given to save. It only brought condemnation and death and caused man to be backed in the corner where he might see the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, in those days, though, and under law, they by faith, man offered sacrifices, and that those sacrifices was the innocent dying for the guilty as a type of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God that would take away the sin of the world, as John said in John 1:29. John the Baptist said that. Now, the writer of Hebrews makes it clear that's not the blood of goats and calves with which a precious, but with the precious blood of Jesus whereby man is saved. Bible said in Hebrews chapter 9, verse number 12, neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by his own blood he entered in once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us. Hebrews 10:1 said, for the law, having a shadow of good things to come, and not the very image of the things, can never with those sacrifices which they offered year by year continually make the comers there unto perfect. Man was never saved by law. So man under law had to offer sacrifices, but he had to believe in a coming Redeemer to be saved. Therefore, he was saved by grace through faith. Now, since the Lord Jesus Christ died on the cross and arose, we've entered into what man has described as a dispensation of grace. Ephesians 2:8-9 says, for by grace through faith are you saved, that not of yourself. It's a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. And then, of course, in the end time, we think about that, and Jesus was asked the question in the end time in Matthew chapter 24, several questions, but he's told them in verse 13, but he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. Some people believe that that's works. Folks, I want to tell you the only way you can endure to the end is to have, by grace through faith, in a Redeemer who's already come and died on the cross of Calvary. It's still by grace through faith. Therefore, salvation has always been by grace. It took the grace of God to reach down to fallen Adam. It took the grace of God to choose Noah out of a world filled with sin. It took grace to call Abraham out of the Ur of Chaldees and grace to give Moses the law so man would seek the door, just as it takes grace in the end time to endure to the end and as it takes grace since Christ's resurrection. Salvation is of the Lord. And that is the grace way. There is no other way. Man has always had to believe in a Redeemer, whether it was before Christ's resurrection or after Christ's resurrection. In the last days or in time past, either one of those two that the Bible designates it. It's always been by grace through faith. Salvation's been that way, and it's not of works. For a man believing works, he's trying to work his own way, he's not saved. It's not of works, lest any man should boast. So for a person to preach that in Old Testament time, salvation was by works, he has to overlook what Christ said to the Pharisees in John chapter 5, verse 39 through 40. Search the Scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me, and ye will not come to me that you might have life. In other words, he was saying these Pharisees were not saved, yet they offered their sacrifices, and they kept the law to their thinking. They thought they had. The problem was that they did not offer the sacrifices believing in a coming Redeemer. Any person who offered sacrifices believing those sacrifices would save him died and went to hell because they had to believe in a future Redeemer that would take away the sin of the world. Those sacrifices didn't take it away, but Jesus did. They had to believe in a coming Redeemer. Now, on this side of the cross, we have people who believe in baptism, which is a work, and they depend upon that, and they depend on their works. Folks, I want to tell you, baptism only pictures the Redeemer who's already come. And if man is baptized and believing in that baptism, he'll die and go to hell. He must believe in the one who's already come and died on the cross of Calvary. In other words, that they might be saved. And that's the only way you can be saved, by grace through faith. So those who teach that man is saved different in each dispensation, they use the rich young ruler sometime for an example. In other words, the Lord Jesus told him to go sell his material possessions and give to the poor. That sounds like it's works, doesn't it? But the Lord was dealing with his God, or gods, as the case may be, little g, which must be dealt with on any individual before a person can be saved. By the way, Jesus did not tell him to do this to be saved. In Mark 10:21, he said, "One thing thou lackest, go thy way, sell whatsoever thou hast and give to the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven, and come, take up the cross, and follow me." Now, after selling his goods, the Lord required wholehearted reception of Jesus as his Lord for him to be saved. Salvation is by grace through faith, and it's always been that way. You see, and now we think in conclusion of this question, it's true that God deals in a particular way with man in respect to sin and man's responsibility in each dispensation. And even though there's only two in the Bible, there is natural divisions in those seven that man has divided the Bible into. But salvation is the same in each dispensation. God's dispensations or man's divisions of dispensations. It's by grace through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. 1 John 5:12 states, "He that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son of God hath not life." Those who teach otherwise are preaching another gospel and deserve to be cursed, as Paul said in Galatians chapter 1, verse number 8, when he said this in Galatians 1:8, he said, "But though we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed." Listen, folks, that means, as Paul said, let him go on to hell if he's preaching another gospel. We do not need that gospel. Also, they deserve, if any man preach any other gospel, they deserve the labels that Paul put on the Judaizers in Philippians 3:2, when he called them dogs, evil workers, and concision, which means mutilators. Folks, people who preach another gospel than the fact that by grace through faith that a person is saved, then they're leading people astray. They're causing them to be deceived. They're causing them to be twofold more the child of hell. And they'll say in that last day, "Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? Have we not cast out devils in thy name? And have we not done many wonderful works in thy name? And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity." Is man saved differently or the same way in each dispensation? The same way is the answer to that question, by grace through faith. This is Edgar Lee Pascal, host of Ask the Pastor, saying good day to you until we meet again on the air or in the air. May the good Lord bless you is our prayer. In Jesus' name, amen.